أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And we're here. We're at the climax of the month and the birthday we've all been preparing for. The birthday of the book that if revealed on a mountain would have shattered it. This is in Surah Al-Hashr. So let's not overlook the awesomeness of the night. We've looked at so much of the preparation, but I'm going today just look at the practicalities. Please have a light iftar. Make sure your dua books and your Quran is ready. Mark the relevant ayat in the three surah we will read today, which is Anqabut, Rum, and Dukhan. Mark the relevant lines in dua Tawbah and Makarim al-Akhlaq. Bullet points about the ma'sumin during the amal so you can connect with them. Do ghusl at the beginning and the end of the night. Give sadaqah before tonight with the niyyah of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, so it gets there on time. Do something extraordinary for the ones you love, especially your parents. If they're not in the world, then give sadaqah for them. Pray for them. Ask for forgiveness from as many people as possible. Say tons of I love yous to those who you have taken for granted. Cherish them. Remember, Quran recited today changes destinies. But the highest change is reciting Surah Al-Anqabut and Surah Al-Rum. I will repeat this again. Imam Sadiq says, whoever recites both Surah Al-Anqabut and Rum on the 23rd night of Ramadan will certainly be amongst the residents of paradise without any exception. And he says, I don't fear that Allah will record a sin against me for giving such a status for these two chapters. Please, please spend some time on these. It's not mere recitation. Read, memorize, understand, apply, and teach. Make your life plans. List three things to aim for, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Write your will if you haven't done so. Strive for your full potential so that when the angel of death comes and says, time up, you can say, thank you for life. I did my best at leaving the world a better place than what I found it in. And finally, I'd like to share some thoughts with you in preparation of your thought process for Laylatul Qadr. I have made many mistakes, and no doubt I will make more before I die. However, I have learned from them. The greatest lesson is that when through my actions I have hurt others, I have learned my responsibility to apologize to those injured by my actions, but also to forgive myself through Tawbah. I cannot unlive history, and Tawbah is what I offer my Rabb, and I know He accepts. Often I have built without researching the ground upon which I put my house. I raised beautiful houses only to see them disappear because I had laid the foundation on shifting sands. Other times I built palaces with chandeliers and tapestries and mirrors, only to find that with the slightest tremor they fell into pieces around my feet like the spider's web. You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. Try at all times to be the silver lining in someone else's grey clouds. Make every effort to change things you don't like, but when you can't, consider changing your thought process and hand it over to him. And say, وَأُفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي لَاللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I hand over all my affairs to you because you are cognizant, you are well aware, you perceive those who are attached to you. That is your slaves. Please remember me in your du'as. You will all be in mine.